Coming to you from Louisville, Kentucky.
It's the At Valentine Podcast with your furniture hopping couple, Jay and Renee Valentine.
Today is Monday, February 6th, 2012.
And this is episode 47, even though it says 46.
Well, you know, you can't expect me to do everything. Even though I don't have much to do and that was my job.
Oh, no, nah, you're good. I was like, who was on 46 last week? So, yep. But yeah, so.
Yeah, so we're here.
It's a Monday
and I hope you aren't too annoyed with me.
Who, me?
Yeah.
No, man, I'm good.
Even though I ate a goober sandwich.
hey, I think all that went away when I had to talk to my son.
Oh, okay, so. All right. I ate a goober sandwich, and Jay was like, well, I don't want anything here, but I want to eat dinner with you, so I'm just going to have whatever.
So I had spaghetti and meatballs. Chef brought these spaghetti and meatballs. And ravioli. How's that for? Try this.
See, we're a different breed. I could eat peanut butter sandwiches every day for dinner.
That's good.
But you're different. We're a different breed.
Like I said, I mean, I grew up when on Sunday we cooked pintos and we had pinto beans for pretty much every day until Friday. And then we'll have Libby Hills. And then Sunday we have fried chicken and stuff like that. I mean, it wasn't bad, but I mean, that was what I had growing up, you know, being in the country and stuff. You have pinto beans and potatoes. Every now and then you'll have, you know, cubed beef or fried chicken and you appreciated it, you know? And so, I mean, those were, you know, that's how I was raised. But how was dinner at your house coming up?
Let's see. In my house, we would eat dinner as a family almost every night.
Awesome.
My mom would cook like at least four times a week, but my family was weird. But or different.
So you ate dinner as a family, not separate or anything.
But you're
cool with having goobers and not eating with me.
So if I want goobers for dinner, I can't have goobers for dinner.
You can have goobers for dinner, but you know, we try to eat together and have a dinner time or something. Especially on those long, hard days where you just really just
I think it's the day of the podcast, kind of like a free-for-all day. Sometimes we have free-for-all days. We just ate whatever.
Right. And you know I'm on call, so I've been home all week.
Oh, and you want to get out.
You know, I've been sitting at this desk since, about 7:30 this morning because I've been on call. So my desk that's using my refuge during on-call weeks, it's my prison. So, you know, I really enjoy, you know, right, getting away.
Well, that's all you had to say.
But bam, this is not the first time we had this conversation, though.
Well,
and now
if you know me, but
you know what now?
What?
It is on record on episode 47 that the debate of how Jay is during on-call is on record. We have it recorded. So now I can go back and say, babe, go back. Listen. Episode 47, the week before Valentine's Day, 2012.
How was your weekend? What did you do this weekend?
Man, weekend wrap up. So, I hope we didn't get too uncomfortable for everybody out there.
Too much conflict.
Was it too much conflict for you?
Yep, start getting sleepy.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to have to go back and look at the video and I'll see your eyes. I wonder how many times you rolled your eyes at me, though.
Maybe once.
Really?
Unconsciously.
Was that the real ugly one that goes way up in the top corner?
No, hold on. I'll do that one. Hold on.
Oh, God. That one scares me.
Well, I don't roll my eyes at you like that.
No, because you remember we did the little episode 00 for the video?
Mm-hmm.
And you rolled your eyes. Now, I never seen that one before, and it scared me. I was like, ooh.
What the? Yeah, I remind you. Everybody in our camera will see it. You'll see it after the podcast.
Yeah, I'll see it at the podcast. So,
what'd you do this weekend?
So, this weekend, we did, man. So, yeah, I'm on call and everything. I have my little handy dandy phone, and hopefully, I won't get a call during the podcast.
Well, if you do, it's real life. That's what happens.
I know. So. You're going to have to wing it, and I'm going to try to figure out something.
I'd be like, so.
Because we're doing the video now.
so it'll be real life if it happens,
right? So, but we could keep it recording and I can just edit it out.
Yeah.
But anyway, so we did. You really getting sleepy?
No, I always yawn during the podcast. You know that. I just can't cover it up anymore because I'm on video.
Oh God. Anyway, I was going to talk about the 505. Anyway, so we went furniture shopping. We went to so many furniture stores here in Louisville. And one of the things that I missed about North Carolina is like the birthplace. Like Kentucky is like the place you go for horses, horse racing and all the other good stuff, right?
Yeah.
You know, Kentucky, New York, and what's the other place? I can't remember.
Florida.
You know, here in the States. Now in North Carolina you have Bassett there. You have Thomasville Furniture and some other key.
So you all deal with furniture rather than horses.
Oh, man. There's furniture and tobacco. Because Winston and Salem is there and Camel is there. You know, RJ Reynolds.
Oh, like Camel, like the cigarette maker.
Right, right. So they're there. And so.
Yeah, licking horses.
So that's one of the things that I miss is that you get these great pieces of furniture, Bassett Furniture, that you can go at a factory discount and get it for a very good price. Or if you have family members, they usually get like one piece of furniture every year or two pieces of furniture. And it's just like, oh, it's just so much stuff that I missed. So
you're telling me you want to move back to North Carolina?
No, I'm good here. I'm actually happy here. You know,
in the land of horses and booze.
Lands of horses and boobs.
That's booze.
Oh, I think you said boobs.
Boobs. Even but, though we have plenty of those too. So.
Hey, there's only two I care. There's only four I care about. Mine and yours.
I was about to say four. Who's this other two?
Mine and yours, babe.
But so we went furniture shopping. We went to like six different furniture stores or five different furniture stores.
Now you can't take a drink the same time I take a drink.
I was taking a drink. I was yawning.
Oh, are you serious?
Yes.
You're going to make the people sleepy just watching.
I'm sorry. Look. We decided to record on Monday.
Right.
Which is, it's good and bad. The cons are I work all day, come home, and then have to do podcasts on a Monday.
But you work every day, except for Saturday and Sunday.
That's not every day.
So, I know. So, are you saying here, right now, you would want to change?
No.
Okay.
Do you want to change?
We need to get you some rage quit relief. Maybe we need to hit that up.
You think I still want yawn?
I don't know.
Come on.
So keep going about the furniture store.
I went to the furniture stores, and we are moving. A lot of you all know we're moving into our first house. Fingers crossed. Moving the 3rd of March. And we have a couch that's chewed up. We have what you would call apartment furniture.
Right, right.
We have a plastic table. It's like
some vinyl, I guess.
No, it's not vinyl. It's top is vinyl. Formica. Cheap chairs, cheap table, cheap couch. Couch is all chewed up by the dog.
It's just a couple of spots.
Yeah, but it's pretty bad. So, we're going to keep the old furniture, but we're going to put it to other uses. Like, the couch will go in a different room.
Right. And we're going to use the table for our gaming room where we'll be podcasting.
Yeah, and then we can put stuff on the table. I really have to quit, y'all. This is ridiculous.
It is, really. But
I'm sorry.
But I can keep talking. So, we're going to take the table, and we're going to get some mics that can clamp on.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to try to start doing live, a live feed.
I know, it's scary live.
You know,
I gotta watch what I say.
Well,
I can't edit anything out.
We don't edit anything out now.
That's true. I watch what I say.
But I mean, you have to be more of a.
I'll be more engaging.
Yeah, yeah. So we'll have like, you know, the video camera going, the mics going, and then we have the chat room and all this other stuff. So, but we're going to, you know, move that into the extra room. So
we needed a new couch and new living room furniture, and we needed a dresser. So we went to a lot of different places, found a dresser for a good price, and went to Ashley Furniture, who made all our dreams come true.
Right.
Bought a sofa, love seat, couch, two end tables, and for the kitchen, we bought the kitchen table and chairs.
Right. So. And it was a good deal. I mean, because Ashley had a good thing going. It was like, buy one, get one 50% off. And, you know, you buy one item. So you buy the living, you buy the sofa, you get the love seat half off. You buy the chair, you get the kitchen table half off.
But they are not going to deliver until the 29th of March. Right, so right. No furniture for a month. But that's fine.
Right.
It's not the worst thing in the world.
Right.
We have a bed.
Yeah. And then we also have been doing some packing. So for
so
you.
So much packing.
Yeah, it's not a whole lot, but it's a lot. One of the things that I enjoy about Renee is that when I proposed to her, she excuse you.
Excuse me.
So I proposed to her on Halloween, and then almost by February the following year, she pretty much had the whole wedding already planned.
I am what you call efficient.
And there was nine months more to go before the actual wedding. So with the packing, you know, as soon as we found out that, you know, we were going to be able to get the house and everything. It was like, get the boxes, get the tape, get the markers, and get the labels. Let's get the going. It wasn't like, she wasn't bossing anything like that. But it was like, hey, let's get it going. Let's, you know, let's take care of this.
Yep,
let's
take care of it and get it done.
You know, get it done. So we definitely been doing some packing and throwing away items and stuff like that. So.
And that's, okay, the hardest part is throwing away. But I was going to talk about this later, but I'm talking about this now since we're talking about packing.
Oh, you can save it for odds and ends.
Save it for odds and ends.
Because you said packing is hard.
I did. That's what I was going to put it in the section.
That's what she said. And another thing we did this weekend is watched a bunch of commercials on Sunday.
Then, because that's all we did with this. We didn't even watch a bunch of commercials. This was sad. We ended up watching them online most of the time. That's
right.
The sad
part. So Super Bowl was this past weekend, and I did do a little trolling to some Super Bowl folks, you know, towards the end, because some of them were getting kind of ridiculous, and they were hating on the non-sports haters and calling them hippies and stuff. That's one of the things that I don't enjoy is,
I don't understand why you would call a person that doesn't like sports a hippie. That makes no sense.
Because hippies aren't manly, or they're not fit or anything
hippies.
Like that. And they're just like hippies.
But hey,
sports is about America.
I will hate on sports because I'm tired of messing up my DVR.
America.
I know. All right. One thing I want them to do, but they'll never do, is when the show is supposed to be over, cut it off and put the rest online. But they'll never do that. But
right.
That's what I want to happen.
Right.
Or air at a different time or whatever. But
yeah. And or do this. Or do this.
Not to be
cable
done.
Cable television, when the game's running over, fix your little on screen display of telling you what time something's supposed to come on. Move it around so the DVR will record right. Because there was one episode of American Idol, and it was just all the overtime of the
sucky.
The Giants and whoever was playing that
cable moves shit around, stuff around all the time.
That Pro Bowl that was going on like 3 weeks ago. Nah, let me stop. I might get pissed off. There wasn't no Pro Bowl.
Yeah,
that was the NFC Championship.
When the Giants won, I said the New York Patriots won the Super Bowl thingy.
Yay!
And then I
said that I'll be glad when they move sports to ESPN only. And people
wouldn't
like,
that be great?
Oh, that'll never happen. And the ratings on the shows and da 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 da. And I was like, hey, yeah, I don't care about the ratings, you know. And if you're trying to use logic to argue with me when I don't really like something, it's not going to work. Nope. You know, logic doesn't work when I don't like something. So
to all those who like the Super Bowl, awesome. To all those who didn't like it, that's awesome too.
Yep. And it's over.
All kinds of people. I am really glad it's over.
And the only thing we have to worry about now is March Madness messing up our DVR.
God, can we just have football and basketball at the same time so we don't have to mess up anything? All the major sports, I want it to all happen at the same time.
Well,
the rest of the year, not free for me.
That's only going to happen when we start having athletes that are actually robots.
Oh.
And with that,
technology.
Oh, let's talk about some technology.
I see what you did there.
So, last week in tech, I talked about the G Music app. And I actually got some codes from the developer to give away some codes. And if you want to try to win one this coming Wednesday, go out to youtube.com/snappostvlog.
Is it on the Snap Post Vlog's YouTube?
Actually,
it's on your YouTube.
Oh, it is. Go out to youtube.com/labozqec. And there's
it's so difficult.
I know. And there is a link to a G Music app giveaway. And I'm going to be giving away two codes this coming Wednesday for iOS users only. And so what you need to do is subscribe to my channel and then go out to youtube.com/snappostvlog. That's snap, like post, and then vlog. And subscribe to their channel as well. But you want to comment on my video, and then I'll be giving two codes away on Wednesday. But if you're listening to this on Wednesday and I've already given them away, guess what? You're in luck.
Why are they in luck?
Because I have some more codes to give away.
Ooh.
So if you would, leave us a 5-star review or email us or leave a comment on our webpage at valentinecast.com.
Three ways to win.
Three ways to win. And I'll have two more to give away. And that probably won't happen, so I'll probably be trying to give them away for the next, year. Because
no one's going to comment.
No one's going to listen or comment.
You'll be surprised. You'll be surprised. So.
Well,
so,
all right. But go ahead.
So, yeah. All right. So, I'm holding up for the people who are watching this. I'm holding up the spare headphones that Jay was letting me use.
That she busted.
I didn't bust. The cover of it came off. Jay fixed it. Didn't bust it. Shut up.
A jury rig it.
No, you fixed it. They were okay, but they were little headphones, whatever. So,
and they hurt your ear too. I mean, they hurt mine after a long while.
No, they didn't hurt my ear. Oh. You just had a big head. So
that's what she said.
Jay insisted that he buy me some new headphones. So I was like, look, we're gonna go in here. Buy some inexpensive headphones, not expensive kind. So we go to Guitar Center, where we go to buy the headphones, and Jay picks up two packages, one of a, $50 headphone, and then one like a $25 headphone.
Right.
Was it 25 or 30?
There was one, it was 29, and then that one was 50. 49, yeah.
49.
Yeah.
So I was like, 29, that's pretty expensive for some headphones. So Jay said, well, let's try them out. they let us open them, put them on, tried the first one. I was like, oh, it doesn't sound too bad. All right, bring over the $30 one. And Jay Heavy tried the $49 one. My face, I was like.
They felt so good and they sounded so good.
And the only thing
good.
I could think of was, damn it. So I relented because he knew it was going to happen.
Oh, yeah.
When that happened. So these are my new ones. I don't remember the name.
The Sennheiser.
Sennheiser. One thing they lack, but a lot of headphones lack, is a volume control right on the cord, which I miss. But
yeah. Yeah.
No, I think that might be a problem with the wiring, though. Maybe that has a problem with, maybe that makes problems with the sound
with
the going
Turtle
in
Beach.
And out. Yeah.
I don't know. I do miss the volume control because there's some times where I usually have my volume up on, on my desktop, and then I can just control it on my headphone. Just makes it easier. But, we have these keyboards that we can actually do that with. And yeah. We just don't even utilize it. I mean,
I do some. I do.
Oh, you do? That's awesome. Do. You're awesome. I'm too lazy to press the function key.
So. No, I don't press the function key. I just up. You can just put the volume at the top.
Well, I'll be doggone.
Please tell me you knew that.
I thought I had to push the function key.
Please. Huh. No,
you don't. I can even mute it right here too.
Yes. You can do everything from the keyboard.
I would mute right now, but I think it'll mess up the recording, so.
Yeah, probably.
I'm not going to touch it.
So, yeah, so that's about all the tech. We're focused more on moving now than technology, but.
And I have to say, man, I bet you can probably listen to some pretty good Netflix movies in those nice new headphones.
Media.
You practicing your transitions?
I'm being all corny and shit. I mean, stuff.
See, it's not just me. So, the movies by chance last week, we had a 132 resulting in The Brothers and 93 resulting in The Burning Bed with Farrah Fawcett in her feathered hair.
Yeah, man.
So, first we watched, why did we decide to watch? I don't know. Oh, because it was shorter. We watched.
Yeah, we watched.
We watched The Burning Bed because it was shorter.
And oh my goodness. And it was funny because when we told Kim about it, Kim was like, is that a Lifetime movie?
Like, it could be. It
totally could have been. Man.
It was sad, though. It was about domestic violence.
Yeah, it was sad. And I'll admit, when I was watching that, I was a little uncomfortable, as you probably could tell while we were watching.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was paying attention,
but you were
playing on your
iPad and everything. Like, you weren't playing full attention.
And then, too, it didn't help that I had did a server upgrade. Right before it. So I was playing around with some of the new features and stuff like that.
Yeah. So. Well, if you're uncomfortable by on-screen domestic violence, don't watch this movie because there's a lot of that. So.
Right.
But, it was based on a true story. So mm-hmm. This woman overcame a lot of odds. The end, how she turned out isn't as good. Of course, it's never a truly happy ending.
That's why it's always based on a true story.
Well, yeah, but.
When it was written in 1984. So when it was written in 1984, I don't know what you want me to say here. The
I'm about to come back.
Oh, here she comes.
When it was written in 1984, they didn't know that it would turn out that way.
Oh, really?
Well, I mean, they didn't know that. You know, she was going to end up, you know, abusing her own daughter and all this stuff, so.
Oh, that's sad. Anyway, so you know what? This may have been on Lifetime. This was an acclaimed television adaptation of a true story.
Oh, it was a television adaptation first?
Yep.
Oh, it probably was on Lifetime. So I found a People article online from 1984 about it.
Right. So. And then we also watched The Brothers. It was a movie that Renee and I have seen before, but we totally forgot about a lot of it. And, it was about four close-knit African-American friends test the limits of honesty and commitment as they bar hop, climb the career ladder, and incessantly fall in and out of love.
Oh, and it stars Bill Bellamy, Dia Hughley, Shamar Moore and Morris Chestnut. Woo! Two fine looking guys. Not as fine as Jay, but two fine looking guys.
Don't do that.
I'm serious, but not as fine as Jay, but they look pretty good. There's a lot of shirtless going on. But it's a classic movie that you can tell was out in like 2001, but.
No, it's 2004.
2004. Oh, this makes it even worse.
2001. You're okay. Right. Yeah.
Yeah, it has that kind of.
Yeah.
If you see movies like that, you kind of know what I'm talking about. So.
Right.
It wasn't bad. We gave it a 3, I think.
Yeah, it was a 3.
It was what it was. So that's all I'm gonna say about The Brothers. It was okay.
But this week. It is time for Movies by Chance. What movies will Renee roll? What movies will be unfold on our television screen this week?
It's odd.
All right. So that's a zero, right?
I don't know.
Yes. Zero.
99
is Wrist Cutters, A Love Story.
Now, this one, I know where I got that from. I got that from Nicole.
Well, you get most of these from Nicole.
No, I don't. There's just like maybe 10 from Nicole.
All right. So we got 99.
So it's called Wrist Cutters, A Love Story?
Yep. Wrist Cutters, A Love Story.
All right.
That's it's a comedy. That's...
Yeah. Yeah. That's what. Yeah. It doesn't sound like it, though, does it? All right. So the next one. Yeah. Even. 1.
All right.
It's stuck on 90. 193.
We don't have a 93.
Oh, good. Get to roll again.
Or do we want to cheat the last one?
Roll again.
We could have had another black movie.
134.
134 is I Spy.
Is it the new one?
Yes, the one with Eddie Murphy, Owen Wilson.
I like Eddie Murphy.
Ouch.
What'd you do?
I smacked my face and my wedding band hit me in the forehead. All right. So I Spy and Wrist Cutters.
A Love Story. Yep. So those are two good ones. I'm excited.
Yeah. All right.
Pop some popcorn.
Oh, yes. Man, popcorn's been off the chain since the Whirly Pop.
Whirly Pop. I'm sorry. It's better than the Air Pop.
Thanks, Bear Butt, for telling me that I chose the wrong corn popper on my wish list.
You could have asked for a Whirly Pop.
I could have asked for a Whirly Pop. But hey, the Whirly Pop at the Best Buy was cheaper than the Whirly Pop on Amazon.
That's true. So we also watched the premiere of The Voice that came on after the Super Bowl.
The Voice.
This is The Voice.
And it's coming on and it's going to be 2-hour special tonight.
Oh, I'm so excited. So I think we might watch that.
So it was the first round of blind auditions.
And we love this. It's so different from American Idol. It's like they choose based off of the voice alone. They don't know what they look like. Right. People can accuse them of, you know, not really being honest, but I think that's how it really is. So
Right. I mean, it's all good, you know, and they go out and they handpick these people to come in and audition.
Yeah, and everybody can sing to a degree.
So. Right. So, we're excited about The Voice. We watched last season, and then we're back again this season and watching it. I mean, I think we talked about it actually on one show way back when.
Yeah, I think so.
And then, I started
Jay's watching. New obsession.
So, I saw this new reality TV show called The Colony. And it's like this mix of Survivor and Fear Factor and what else? American Gladiator.
No. We'll go with Survivor and...
Yeah, it's like Survivor and...
I don't know what else.
Yeah, but anyway, so it's like these people, 10 people that are like living in this colony after a post-apocalyptic tragedy. And they're trying to make it.
They're trying to make it. So, it's basic, and they call it an experiment. And they keep introducing factors as part of the experiment, you know. They introduce new colony members, they introduce intruders, they cut off the power, all this stuff, so.
Oh, here we go. Set in an artificially created post-apocalyptic world, this cable reality series follows a group of 10 survivors with diverse backgrounds and ability as they try to adapt and reconstruct a civilization of sorts. After they find a vacant warehouse just outside of Los Angeles, their first order of business is to take care of the essentials of everyday living. So they go through, they have to figure out what they're going to do with water, food, electricity, security.
Yeah, and it's funny because they should have did security first, is all I'm going to say.
Right, and so they like have... So, it's like, what are they scared of? What's their threat? I mean, they're just trying to live off the land. No, they have these people that are marauders that will, let me do this again. Marauders that, they come through and they can steal their stuff. They can break in. They can take their food. But the only thing they can't do is hurt them physically.
But the colonists don't know that.
Yeah, they don't know that.
I mean, even though they're thinking to themselves, this is a TV show, they can't hurt me. for all they know, these people are the same, like, they're also volunteers somewhere else, and right, maybe they aren't, you know.
But from what we understand, they're, like, from what they understand in this experiment, there are other people trying to make it.
Yeah, they think too. There's other people.
And so, basically.
Other colonies. But.
Right. And so, basically, they don't know. And then, too, you gotta understand, they're out there 70 days. So after about 3 weeks, your body's kind of like, okay, this is the real deal, you know.
Right.
This is life.
Your mind starts playing tricks on you.
This is life as I know it. You know, I'm eating ramen noodles that were found, or I'm eating oranges that were picked off a tree when we're out scouting.
Yeah.
And
I mean,
so they think this is,
yeah.
I mean, to them, this is real because they got 50 more days or 30, 40 more days to go. And so
yeah. Even
like,
with the cameras around them, I mean, yeah,
right.
Mine is a powerful thing.
Right. So that's my new obsession. I think I watched 7 episodes in one day and out of 20. So there was that, and then we caught up on Downton Abbey.
Oh, that show is so good. It's like a soap opera set in the back in the day England. Not that I can remember the year. It's like 1860.
1914 was the last one we watched.
So, yeah, it's pretty good.
Yep.
I like it.
And we have episode 5 waiting for us on a DVR.
I'm excited.
So we finally were able to catch up, and we were not watching them on Amazon or Netflix anymore. We are now watching them
DVR
on the PBS DVR, what we pay for.
And this is Laura Linney, and you're watching Masterpiece Theater. That's what she says. We've seen enough of them to see how they go. So.
And I finished The Wise Man's Fear by Patrick Rothfuss.
No, I finished.
But the note said finished.
I finished.
Okay.
Renee finished a book. It's called The Wise Man's Fear by Patrick Rothfuss. I looked, and he's only done those 2 books. That's it. It's pretty good.
You were going to look for number 3.
I was like, I'm going to go read number 3. I was like, oh, I'm caught up. Okay, and everybody's like, he takes so long to bring out his other book. So I have a while to wait. But if you like fantasy, magic kind of stuff, go check out the first book in the series. It's called The Name of the Wind. And the second book of the series is called The Wise Man's Fear. The Kingkiller Chronicles by Patrick Rothfuss.
Ghostface Killer.
Apparently he's going to kill a king, I guess, somewhere along the way.
Ghostface.
So then I finished that. So I started Jay's Christmas Present to Me. I was holding off on it because I wanted to savor it. Dead Reckoning, a Cookie Snack House novel.
Yes, Cookie Snack House.
Actually, it's Cookie Snack House. But
I always get it wrong.
Cookie Snack House. It's really good.
It is.
Yeah, it's still always good. It's like, it's really good. I don't know what it is about those novels. Some people might call them a little, you know,
raunchy.
Yeah.
Raunchy novels.
It's not that raunchy.
Where vampires is having sex. That's all they're talking about. Sex everywhere. Sex here, sex there. That's not real literature. Fair. You need to read some real literature. Fair. Go read Breaking Dawn. Oh, babe, you know I love you.
Are you finished?
Yeah, I mean, that's just my impersonation. I'm like, hey, read what makes you happy. If it's Breaking Dawn, if it's Sookie Snackhouse, damn, I cannot get that. What's her name? Sookie Stackhouse.
Yes. Why do you keep saying Snackhouse?
I don't know.
Speaking of
Well, her name isn't really Snooky anyway.
It is.
When it come down to it.
It's Sookie.
Oh.
Snooky Snack
is her name really Sookie?
Yes.
I'm looking this up on Wikipedia.
So, and then I failed to play the demo for Emmalar Kingdoms of Emmalar Reckoning. Failed to play. Sorry. Try to do it for next week. Actually comes out tomorrow.
Sookie Stackhouse is the fictional protagonist and narrator of Charlene Harris.
Yes.
Her name is Charlene Harris.
That's the author. Sookie Stackhouse is the name of the person in the book.
Really?
Yes. You really think somebody's real name is going to be Sookie Stackhouse?
Yeah, that's what I thought the author's name was.
No.
That's why I kept joking.
So this whole entire time you thought it was...
Yes. Yes. I didn't know it was Charlene Harris. Hi, Charlene. I see you on Wikipedia. You should probably listen to the show right now. Charlene Harris Shows. Well, that goes and explains. I'm going to have to call her the right name now. Since it's just a fictional character. Why didn't you tell me there's a fictional character?
I thought you knew.
No, I honestly thought that was...
You bought the book. It said by Charlene Harris. When you bought it.
I didn't look it. I just looked for the name of the book.
You just looked for Sookie Stackhouse?
No, what was the name of the book? I can't remember.
Dead Reckoning.
Yeah, I typed in Dead Reckoning and just went that way. I didn't...
You didn't look.
Nope, I didn't.
Okay.
So, if there was another book called Dead Reckoning out there... And then you better be glad I didn't. You probably would start remembering, like, what the hell is this?
This is not Sookie Stackhouse. I would have known for like the first sentence. This is not a Sookie Stackhouse.
This is the Sookie
Stackhouse. But anyway, are you going to buy Kingdoms of Amalur tomorrow?
I don't know. I honestly don't know. I'm really torn. I'm torn.
You don't like first person RPGs?
Well.
You like people. You like to be social.
I don't know. I really don't know.
I'm not buying it yet.
I don't know what I'm going
to do. I'm buying it when it goes on sale because it inevitably will go on sale.
Because I'm really torn about getting Mass Effect 3, even though I haven't.
When is Mass Effect 3 coming out?
Mass Effect 3 is coming out March 6th, I believe.
I cannot finish Mass Effect 2 by then. I guarantee you.
Actually, you can if you
cannot.
If you nail it down.
I cannot.
We have to stop playing Star Wars.
I cannot. And speaking of Star Wars, we played Star Wars. We
played like one day.
One day Star Wars this week, and we got jail level, and that's all that matters. We
got you almost a level.
Yeah, we finished Belsavis.
Yeah, we got off that planet that ended kind of weirdly.
Yeah.
And here's the bad part. I didn't play Star Wars in like, what day was that? It was like Thursday. I went to go log in. I couldn't remember my password. I didn't know what to do.
So what'd you do?
I tried all my 20 passwords.
And you finally found one that worked?
Yeah.
That's funny. So, I remember my password. Just saying.
Yep. Cause you're awesome, babe.
No, cause I don't have much variety among my passwords.
Don't tell people that.
The fridge is not prepared.
I'm trying to save your security, babe.
Thanks.
So, one of the things that happened this week, there was a Groupon, and it was for Mike's Meat.
Mike's Meat
is a deli shop, or like a butchery / deli shop here in Louisville.
Mm-hmm.
And you can get $30 worth of meat for $15. So, I picked up the Groupon. And then on Saturday, when we finished furniture hopping and shopping, I went by to stake out the place. And so while we were there, I got some spicy Italian sausage that was not in the...
He got two kinds.
Yep.
One for me.
No, that was the chorizo.
Okay.
And then I got the Italian sausage.
Because I'm making a repeat of the spicy Italian casserole that Jay liked.
Yeah, I'm not sure if I want it now anymore.
We have it. We're going. So.
No,
okay, I was like, we got all the stuff. You're telling me you don't want it?
And so I got two types of chorizo. I got the 2-alarm chorizo and I got the 5-alarm chorizo. And so on Sunday morning, I made eggs and chorizo burritos for Renee and I.
Yum.
And Renee had the 2-alarm and I had the 5-alarm.
Because Jay needs that.
Yeah, I want to try out the hot. You know, I want to try out the hottest they had. So I cooked Renee's chorizo burrito, the 2-alarm. It wasn't bad, you know.
It was good.
It was good.
I liked it.
I dried it out. I sifted it. Sifted the grease out.
Use a sifter to drain the grease instead of... I mean, it worked. He used a sifter instead of a colander to drain the grease.
I cleaned it, though.
It worked.
Yeah, it worked great. It worked great. And then I threw in my 5-alarm chorizo and started cooking it.
And what did I do?
We both started coughing.
It was strong.
Because, I mean, they had straight up, you know, jalapenos in there and all these other types of spice peppers. And they were cooking. And I was frying it. So, I mean, the oils and stuff like that. The oils and the oils were coming out of the pan up my nose, and we were like, you know, while I was cooking it, and I had it, and it wasn't like over the top spicy, but I mean, it was good. And then this morning I had your last, two alarm chorizo for breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll say that the two alarm had more flavor than.
Two alarm was really good.
Yeah. So I really like the flavor of it. And the five alarm, it wasn't hot. It's not like there was heat that was taking over the flavor. It was just didn't have flavor as much.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I'm excited about Mike's meat. I'm excited to go back. So when we move into the house and if we get a grill, I'm going to go get some meat and I'm going to throw it on the grill.
Oh, it's going to be so good.
Out on the patio.
It's going to be so good. I cannot wait.
And just fire up some T-bones or ribeyes or something and cook some potatoes, you know.
You're making big plans.
Big plans. And we'll probably be doing it before we get the couches. So. And so, you try the recipe.
Yeah, I made something that everybody's always made. It's a new chili recipe, but I'm always willing to try something new. And it was really good. It was super easy. I'll put it in the show notes.
For real?
Yes, I'm going to put it in the show notes. And, it's going to be good, and I'm going to do what I'm supposed to. Post it on the website, put it in the show notes, all that. It's your basic chili recipe. It's nothing crazy.
But it was good.
It was really good. It was really good. Had just the right amount of spice. Like, just enough for Jay and not too much for me.
Yeah. Oh, no, it was good. I mean.
You would have added more spice if you wanted it spicy.
No. I mean, but I think it would have messed up, you know, the taste of it.
Maybe.
Because it was really good. There was a real good flavor that it had. So that was great, and I really enjoyed it.
And then I went second round with my granola bars.
Part deux.
The first time they were a little crumbly, a little dry. This time, too much honey. And they were a little moist.
They're awesome.
So, but they're really good. Eat one, and it's filling. I mean,
yeah.
They're very dense, but they're really good. So I'm going to put that in the show notes. Put a little less chocolate in the recipe and a little less honey in the recipe.
A little less honey.
A little bit of All right. So that was the food we had this week.
Odds and ends.
Sorry. I thought you was almost done.
No, it's fine.
You said like two more words.
It's fine.
You said two words
fine.
More than what I thought you were going to say.
It's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Forgive me. No.
I apologize.
Packing is hard.
I apologize.
You're forgiven.
Okay.
Packing is hard because we have an apartment full of stuff and...
Don't say full of stuff like we're hoarders or something. We're not hoarders.
Well, obviously, you can look behind me and we don't have stuff piled on the bed like people do in hoarders.
Well, I have a shirt
Speaking of hoarders,
right there.
Oh my God, it's on the night.
Oh, your purse is
Do
right
my happy
there.
Dance.
Oh, hoarders does come on the night.
Yep.
Oh, maybe you got to check the VCR, DVR. Because it's 2-hour voice.
Yep.
But yeah, we don't have like a lot, but we have stuff.
We have stuff. And it feels like it's, and like I have to find, okay, what do I not need
right
for the next month?
Right.
And that's the hard part.
Oh, like, that's the easy part for me. It's like, I know I need these pants and I need these shirts and boom, 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 boom. Hang them up in the closet. I know I need these underwear and these socks. Boom, boom, boom. Put them in the thing. Everything else can be, well, I need the stuff in the bathroom too. And so.
Yeah, see? You keep adding on stuff. So.
But no, I mean, it's.
And then it's hard to throw away things sometimes. Not for you, for me. It's hard to throw away things, so.
I think, you know, every now and then, like, I might see something that's like electronic or it might be a screw or something that might be to something or extra one. You know, I think about that sometimes, and you know, but, you know, it's hard for me, but I just do it. Just do it.
Just do
just
it.
Just do it.
Just
That's
do
all you
it.
Gotta do. You
just
gotta
do
it.
Do it. Do it.
But yeah, so we ordered some boxes from Amazon, as well. I got some from from the various places of employment and from everybody the brings in the
us,
truck.
Yep, everybody brings us boxes, which we really appreciate.
Right. So
we'll take as many as people give us.
Right. So, and you know, nothing. We're trying to figure out if we're going to hurt the. You got me rocking over here. I'm rocking on the screen. We're going to be depending if we want to save the planet or not and use paper plates. I don't know what we're going to do with that part.
I think we might pack everything up. So we're packing. Thanks, Johnny Feisty, for the bumper. I think Jay's happy when we get to play it.
Yeah. And on a wiki weekend wrap up, but before that, we're going to get to the
podcast of the week.
All right. So this was a cool find that happened this weekend. A lot of you folks that may have watched MTV Raps, maybe, or BET. He was on BET, right? Big Tigger?
Yes.
Big Tigger, which was a VJ.
Big Tigger.
Tigger.
Said it wrong.
He's a DJ that was on BET back in, oh, man. How long? He's also a radio personality. And he is from the Bronx in New York. He hosted 106 in Park until July 7th, 2006.
What's his name? Latee?
What?
What'd you say the dude was? Who hosted 106 in Park?
I said he was a host for 106 in Park.
Who?
Big Tigger.
Big Tigger was?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's when it used to be good. I always liked him.
Oh, I didn't watch that part. Sorry for Toby.
Yeah.
Apologize.
So, but now he's replaced by Terrence J and Roxy or whatever.
See, I watched it before that.
Big Tigger was in there for a long time, though.
AJ and Free.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so he was after AJ and Free. Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. So I watched him for a little bit, but I really liked him. You know, he was pretty cool, you know. But he actually has a podcast that's kind of like that bass and drum revolution that I talked about earlier. In our podcast season, I think Azixa or Strumpet told me about it. Or maybe it was Alachia. But he actually does like mixes, and he does one like at least once or twice a month, and he puts them out, and he does a very good job of mixing. So I put his Twitter feed in the show notes, and it's on iTunes. The name of the podcast, if you like, you know, hip-hop, R&B, neo-soul. He actually has the one that came out for New Year's is actually like more of a house-type mix, and so it's for you to work out, you know.
Yeah.
And it's called...
Get up and move.
Yeah, get up and move. And so the name of the podcast is BT Radio Mixes and More. So BT for Big Tigger. So with that, we have some feedback.
We do have some feedback. Yep. You can read it if you want. You want me to read it?
You can go ahead and read it. I was going to cue up some music.
All right. Some feedback. We got an email from a new listener. Her name is Nora.
Hey, Nora.
She said, "Hi, guys. I'm a new listener, but I'm totally hooked. I think you guys are hilarious and love listening about your week. I'm a little behind. Just finished episode 35 and was wondering if you could send me your recipe for the spicy sausage casserole you talked about in episode 34.
The awesome casserole.
Which I did. I sent it to her. I looked for it in the show notes, but didn't see it. It sounded awesome. I would greatly appreciate it and look forward to catching up with all the episodes. Thanks." And she reminds me of all the people that might not write in but are listening, and we really appreciate you all taking the time out of your day.
Right, right.
To listen to us.
And
Valentine's.
Yep. And she also left a review out for iTunes, a 5-star review. She said, "I just found this podcast and listened to 5 in one day. I have seen Jay and Renee around the internet, but I didn't know that they had a podcast until hearing Renee on the Ladies Elite podcast, and I am hooked. They are so charming and talk about things that interest me. The best part is that they are in Kentucky. I am in Lexington, and hearing about restaurants and shops that I have been to in Louisville is awesome. I recommend this to anyone looking for a great casual lifestyle podcast. Thank you." Thank you,
Nora. I love how dogs ruin everything.
Yep. So,
but if you want to contact us, you can reach us by email at thevalentinecast@gmail.com. You can also see our blog at valentinecast.com. The podcast Twitter feed is ValentineCast. And video of the podcast can be seen at youtube.com/ValentineCast.
If you'd like to get on Twitter and hit me up, you can go to The Cowboy. That's T-H-E-C-A-O-B-O-Y. And Renee's Twitter feed is The Ice Flow. T-H-E-I-C-E-F-L-O-W.
And our outro music this evening is Pretty Lights, Solamente.
And you know what would be good when we move?
What's that?
They'll be in the room all the way up in the front.
And you can't even hear them. It's going to be lovely.
Yep. So, anyway, you guys have a great day and have a great week. And thanks for listening.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.